the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another special edition of the program The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition during the holy month of Ramadan, we will be having a look at different parts of the supplication Abu Hamza Sumali. We will be bringing you different commentaries on some parts of this dua. We'll be back after you listen to these parts.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ilahi law qarantani bil asfad ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the commentary on Abu Hamza al-Thumali. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائح عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to and tied with chains and cut off from the flowing stream of your bounties in the presence of the witnessing people, and they were all eyes to see how I was exposed to infamy and disgraced, and I was ordered to proceed to hell, and a barrier was put between me and the pious people, even then I would not cease to have hope. ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك, and it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. ولا خرج حبك من قلبي, and it would not take away your love from my heart. أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you made available for me in this world. So, as you can see, dear listeners, one of the subjects emphasized in this part of the supplication is related to this month of Ramadan, and it is the issue of fear and hope, خوف والرجاء, and it is the kind of a discussion between the people, between the pious, how to practically strike a balance between these two, between خوف and رجاء. About this concept, one important source to refer to would be the prayer of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. It is a perfect expression of the needed state of fear and hope. So naturally, when some people comprehend the greatness of Allah, they will feel somehow their humbleness. They will express their humility. So one who truly comprehends the greatness of Allah cannot remain fearless of Him. The holy saints and awliyaullah, they were so fearful that sometimes you would see their faces turn pale. At times, their trembling would be beyond description. So this is the point about one aspect of this khawf and raja. But of course, while having fear, the faithful, the true mu'min, must be as hopeful of God's mercy as if he has not committed any sin. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said in one of his admonitions to Luqman, the wise, to his son, and says, خَفِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ خِيفَةً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِبِرِّ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَعَذَّبَكَ. Have such a fear of God Almighty, that were you to come to Him with the virtues of the two worlds, He would still chastise you. وَرْجُ اللَّهَ رَجَاءً لَوْ جِئْتَهُ بِذُنُوبِ الثَّقَلَيْنِ لَرَحِمَكَ. And pin such a hope on God, that were you to come to Him with the sins of the two worlds, He would still have compassion for you.
Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
So about how to practically strike a balance between khawf and raja, between fear and hope, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says in another hadith, نَجْوَ الْعَارِفِينَ تَدُورُ عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أُصُولٍ. The whisper and prayer of the mystics is based on three principles. الخوف والرجاء والحب. Fear and hope and love. فَالْخَوْفُ فَرْعُ الْعِلْمِ. Fear is the outcome of knowledge. وَالرَّجَاءُ فَرْعُ الْيَقِينِ. Hope is the fruit of certainty and yaqeen. وَالْحُبُّ فَرْعُ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. And love is the offshoot of gnosis and recognizing the Almighty Allah truly. And this is what we can practically see raising Imam alayhi salam to this state, to this situation. إِلَهِ لَوْ قَرَنْتَنِي بِالْأَصْفَادِ. Oh Allah, if I had been yoked to chains, if I were cut off from the stream of your bounties, if you were to disgrace me, if you were to order me to proceed to hell, even then I would not lose my hope in your forgiveness. Even then it would not take away your love from my heart. And then Imam explains the reason. لا خرج حبك من قلبي. Why? Because أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي. I will not forget your bounties. وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I will not forget your protection that you made available for me in this world. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.